podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Yes.
Looks like Odell has signed with the Dolphins.
All right.
It is a, this is from Ian Rappaport, one-year deal worth up to $8.25. He took less than was offered elsewhere, but wanted the fit.
They all take less. They want you to know that. They all take less to come here. Okay. All right. So.
And also, thank you for the chat. I saw it there, and then everybody started throwing it out there, so I went and confirmed. So, thank you guys.
Okay. So, Odell, 1 year worth up to 8.25. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Okay, I had to do some. We'll see. I'm gonna see if I can add something to it. Okay, all right. So worth up to 8.25. The real question is, what is the deal really worth? How much is the real salary overall, you know, for Odell? So, sources, right? Yeah. Odell did a 1 year deal worth up 8.25. Sort of say he took less, was offered elsewhere, but wanted the fit. Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested. I bet you it's like five, maybe six. And then the rest are incentives that it could be worth, you know, that much, but it's not worth that much. Yeah. It's definitely low hanging fruit. I told you guys that they're not going to. I tried to explain that last year, remember, with the Dalvin Cook and the Jonathan Taylor thing? They weren't going to be paying heavy prices one way or another. If you wanted to trade for Jonathan Taylor, you're going to have to take some salary from them. Some big name you were going to have to take. They were going to have to unload, what's the name of the pass rusher that was here that they just let him go? That he got the contract but then got injured, and then they changed the scheme. Wilkins, X, like they would have unloaded something back to you. You would have to take that in order to bring Jonathan Taylor here. They weren't going to just give Taylor a $10 or $12 million deal and then all of a sudden just, you know, add it to what you had. No. You had to unload salary on them. And that's where Indy wasn't going to do that, you know? And that's what I tried to tell people. And then on the Cook thing, I told you from the get-go, they weren't going to trade for Cook at all. That was pure lies by anybody that put that out there. And then they weren't going to overpay. And the same thing here, you know? They're not going to overpay. They have their receivers. And again, he's an outside guy. Remember what I told you? Everything they drafted, everything they signed, it was all inside. They have five slot guys. They are convinced they're going to fix their slot guy. They've got a bunch of guys, and something's going to give. And then Odell already made the team. If he's healthy, he'll make the team because Waddle can go inside and you can keep Odell and Tyreek outside. Or sometimes you can put Tyreek inside if you put him in motion and leave Waddle and Odell outside. You can do it the other way too. You know what I mean? The real question is, what's his real salary? Because obviously it's going to be hard for him to get to the eight unless, well, hopefully he does. That means maybe they accomplished a lot and hopefully team goals.